Right now, it's time to talk about one of my favourite topics in the whole entire world, and that is the Olympics. Now, this is cool. Obviously, I think it's about 60 days away, I believe, from the Olympics.
Tokyo 2020/21.
Yeah, and all the slashes in there too. Yeah. Because, as you know, the Olympics got postponed due to the coronavirus last year. So many of the athletes had to adjust their training schedules and things like that. And now there's chat only 60 days out that, well, maybe it still won't go ahead.
Oh, God, no.
Because Japan is still, well, in the midst of the pandemic. Things here in Australia are pretty good, but over in Japan, not so good. And we do have Coast Olympian bronze medalist from Rio joining us right now. His name's Jake Packard. Morning, mate.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm so good, mate. Jake, nice to hear your voice.
It is, mate. And how's training going before we get things underway? Are you training hard at the moment?
Training very hard. We've just started paper because that's what sprinters do. I should know about that.
No, don't.
What does that actually mean? Does that just mean you shave your pits now or what?
No. That's still too soon.
No, way too soon.
But you do that the night before you race, don't you, Jakey?
Pretty much, yeah. Got the routine down pat. Mm. Usually 3 weeks is an ideal amount of time that we slowly descend kilometres and descend the intensity out of every single session.
It's ideally to get you nice and fresh, so your body's really fresh, because when you're in hard training, your muscles hurt and all that kind of thing. You don't want to go into the Olympics with a sore hammy.
No.
You know?
No. No, you don't want to go pulling a man string between now and then.
That's
it.
So, Jakey, on this, the thought of them still not going ahead, I mean, where's your head with this? Because it's got to be tough. Being an elite athlete is already, there's so many mind games in it. Enough, let alone chuck this one on top. How are you feeling about it all?
Yeah, like, I know a lot of people, I guess, will be devastated if it doesn't go ahead, but everyone's in the same position. Mm. You know, everyone, you know, they're training the hardest they've ever trained. And I guess it is what it is at the end of the day. And, you know, everyone's in that same position. Mm. But, you know, everyone will be devastated. But I think at the end of the day, if, you know, it doesn't go ahead, there's a good cause for it. Okay. Because, you know, health is probably the biggest thing that we should be concerned about. But, you know, I think for myself, I've been there and I've done it. And you know, it will be...
The icing on the cake, essentially, if you do get to another one.
Yeah, essentially.
So, Jake, what does your gut say? Yay or nay?
Yeah. Yay.
Yay. Yeah. Okay, good.
I think we're just having that mindset that it's going ahead and, you know, I don't think that I'm going to think otherwise until that call is made.
Is there such thing as like a wet weather plan? You know, when you're at school and you plan to play soccer with your mates at lunchtime and then it pisses down
rain.
But
then you play soccer inside.
Well, I was going to say, is there a strategy here? Like, are all the teachers going to get everyone together and put the cheese sticks in a basket and everyone's going to like do a localised Olympics?
Pretty sure the wet weather plan happened and it's this year. Oh. That's why they postponed it initially.
Yeah, when are we organising it?
Yeah,
are we going to do it on the coast?
I reckon we could use the that lovely little pool there and between Coolum and Perigean.
Oh, yeah.
St Andrews.
I love that. Oh, that's
the 25.
Yeah, the 25. Make you guys do some extra tumbles.
Absolutely.
You know, you distance swimmers get a few extra turns in there. Yeah.
That's right.
It could be a bit of fun. And you could have carnivals and everyone could wear different colours. You could be Tingaira red and everyone could, crocodile sits on the water. You know?
Marco Polo.
Now, do you do this, Jake? You get to the Olympics and do you guys do war cries like Team Australia from the side of the pool? Because, you know, I wouldn't know what that's like. But
no.
do you guys get to do that?
I guess. Like, we do cheer, but it's not like we do a war cry. But now that you've mentioned it,
what's
if
that
you've
like?
Got any ideas?
Yeah, Jakey, I'm loving the idea of like a team group game of Marco Polo in the pool. So in between the 50 butterfly and the 200 free, I reckon there's a moment there for Bruce McAvaney to sort of part the ways and just the Australian contingent to smash the pool and officials will lose their brain. They won't know what to do. And the Japanese people are so polite, they won't ask you to get out. They'll just let you get ahead with it. Then what you got to do, I can just see now Taylor McEwen is a demon for the fish out of water. And I can just see you guys smashing it across the deck. There. Everyone's waiting around for you guys. Officials are standing there with little stopwatches waiting for you guys to finish your game of Marco Polo. I reckon that would be an international example of what good looks like for Australia.
Absolutely. I'm not against it.
Okay. Yeah. I saw the war cries. Remember that Elvis Presley one? Sliding down a waterfall, landing on a cactus. Turn on the radio. Who do you hear? Elvis Presley, give us a cheer. Go Australia!
I don't think I've ever heard that one.
No. Oh, okay, just an Amble thing. Cool. Yeah, thanks,
I'd
guys.
Say so. I think there's probably a tune to it too, Jake, but I couldn't discern it either, man.
Jake, you
if
back
there was
on.
An Olympics for swimming, she'd miss out by more than 0.03 of a second, let me tell you.
I hate you sometimes. Jake, you back on. Thanks so much for joining us. And say hi to all the team out there at the USC Spartans Pros.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
See you later.